With his stout, heavy beak, he snapped off a twig. One powerful twist sent it spinning down at the snake. Frank's aim was good. It struck the reptile's head. Both birds were ready to fly for their lives, but the inert body did not even twitch a single scale. Frank clacked his beak in amazement, whispering,
"Hi-ya! The great palace has gone to hell gates."
Fugly swelled his chest, emitting a loud, harsh cry.
"What are you whispering for? He is dead as an old frog from the boiling lake."
He swooped down, cawing triumphantly.
"It was I who found him. I will tear out the poison teeth and take them back to Corvus Scar. He will reward me well."
Frang, the senior of the two whites, hurried after him.
"We will share the honors, brother."
Fugri landed a hair's breadth from the adder's lolling mouth. He struck at the venomous fangs, but Ballas struck quicker. Frang managed to swoop out of the dive he was making, wings fluttering wildly. He winged madly off into the woodland night, as if pursued by golden eagles. The other two whites, hearing his terrified calls, left off their search and sped after him. All three remaining ravens headed for the caverns beneath the wooded hill. They were flying scared, stopping for nothing. Viku was almost toppled from his perch in the birch tree as the whites zoomed past him, crossed the stream, and fled into the cave entrance. Torn leaves and strands of creepers fell into the water behind them. The Carrion Crow leader followed them at a more sedate pace. In the waft of sulphurous air made by beating wings, Sicaris emerged from her hiding place amidst the welter of bleached bones. Turning to the yellowed skull of a long-dead rat, she addressed it.
"Such a hurry the whites are in, and Viku too. To listen is to gain knowledge. That is the key to power. Yes."
As the smooth snake made her way to an eavesdropping session in the rear cavern, it seemed like the rat skull winked at her in agreement. However, it was only a cockroach passing through its eye socket. Corvus Skir listened to the raven's report without comment. Viku perched a safe distance away. It did not pay to be standing near the tyrant raven when he was hearing bad tidings. Unusually, Corvus showed no signs of violence or ungovernable wrath after he had heard the news. Watching the dark bulk of the Welds circling below in the deep pool, he spoke wearily.
"Even my whites have failed me this night. But who could expect the mighty Ballas to lie down and die like an ordinary reptile?"
Frang ventured to agree.
"Ha-ha! Aye. Who, lord?"
Corvus eyed him sourly, his voice heavy with scorn.
"Yeah, you for one! Get out of my sight! Go on, all three of you!"
Frang and the remaining two whites obeyed promptly, relieved they had gotten off so lightly. Corvus changed his manner as he addressed Viku.
"Whack! My loyal commander of Carrion Crows, is it not a sad thing to be served by witless fools?"
Viku merely nodded, keeping his distance, as the raven continued in a tired but affable tone.
"Clar, if I want anything done, I must rely on you, Viku, my strong right wing. Take the best of your birds on this mission. Find Ballas, scout the monster out, and observe him. Do not venture into danger. Stay clear of the serpent. Send reports back to me on his movements. Will you do this for Corvus Skir, old friend?"
Viku was not fooled for a moment, but he spread both wings, bowing his head low.
"Harak! Mighty one, I will go myself to do thy bidding."